you can have some confidence in this. A multi-billion dollar dispute goes before the Supreme Court today. The case will directly affect consumers and states and companies large and small. The issue is whether online vendors must start collecting state sales taxes on out-of-state purchases. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
When Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, at age 30, started selling books online out of his garage, he had no idea that Amazon would become the online behemoth it is today. As he told NPR in 1999,
"What's actually happened over the last 4 years, you know, I'm the most surprised person on the planet."
So perhaps the Supreme Court can be forgiven for being even less prescient. In 1967, it ruled that companies don't have to collect sales taxes on out-of-state purchases unless the seller has a brick-and-mortar presence within the state. In 1992, the justices reaffirmed that ruling. Then came the online commerce explosion, all but guaranteeing that online purchases would be cheaper than those in Main Street stores. And states began to feel the pinch in terms of lost revenue. For much of the last decade, states have been pressing Congress to pass a bill that levels the playing field, but Congress, buffeted by anti-tax groups, has walked away.
I was in D.C. about once a month, lobbying this issue. And I became increasingly frustrated in 2015.
South Dakota State Senator Deb Peters, president of the National Conference on State Legislatures, finally lost her temper.
I basically blew up and said, "I need a bill. Somebody get me a bill."
Her bill to tax out-of-state purchases passed the South Dakota legislature and, as expected, was promptly invalidated by the state courts. The state then appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, where there are indications some justices are ready to overrule their prior decisions. Arguing today for the status quo are online companies, in this case Wayfair, Overstock, and Newegg. They point out that they, like many other successful online companies, are paying sales taxes in an increasing number of states, often because they now have warehouses or stores in more places. As their lawyer, George Isaacson, puts it,
"This issue is really a self-correcting problem."
Amazon, the biggest of the online giants, is not part of the case. It now collects state taxes across the board, but only on direct purchases from Amazon and not on purchases from third-party sellers, which account for roughly half of Amazon's sales. The competing interests in today's case agree on almost nothing. Not the economic facts, not the amount lost in sales taxes, not even on who is hurt by the court's prior decisions. Lawyer Eric Citron, representing South Dakota, says Main Street businesses are going out of business because of the uneven playing field on taxes.
Those are the people who are getting crushed because their costs are higher than internet retailers.
Small retailers call it showrooming. People come into a Main Street store, ask to look at particular products, and then buy online because the price is 5 to 10% cheaper without the sales tax. Countering that argument is Andrew Pincus, who represents eBay and small business sellers who operate on eBay platforms. He notes that there are 12,000 tax-collecting state and local jurisdictions in the country, and dealing with that, he maintains, will simply not be affordable for many businesses.
The reality is a lot of these small businesses are just going to go out of business because they can't absorb the costs.
The idea that this is too complicated is absolutely laughable to me because businesses are doing it today.
South Dakota Senator Peters is an accountant whose clients include mom-and-pop stores.
I set businesses up on software every day where they can collect and remit on their sales, whether it's in South Dakota or in Florida.
It's just all managed by algorithm.
Lawyer Citron notes that 24 states representing 30% of the population have already agreed to a system that provides the software for free. But eBay's Pincus counters that the more populous states have complicated rules for what objects are taxable and at what rate.
Just to give a few examples, in Minnesota, blankets are taxable, but baby receiving blankets are not taxable. In Texas, deodorant is taxable, but deodorant that has an antiperspirant is not.
The cost for a system that accounts for that, he says, can be $200,000 up front. While both sides in this debate agree that it would be best for Congress to deal with all of these issues, the fact is that Congress has turned a blind eye. And that, so far, leaves it up to the Supreme Court to decide whether it wants to stick with the rule it established a half century ago, when the marketplace was a very different place, or not. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.